Guided meditation, seeing pain as the solution. Settle into a comfortable position, letting your body rest in whatever way feels good. Close your eyes if you like, or just let them soften. Take a moment to get cozy. This is your time. Breathing in and breathing out. Imagining you're filling yourself up with a gentle, calming energy. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, let any tension drift away, like you're blowing out a candle. That's nice. Let's keep going with that. Here's our topic today. And it's a bit of a twist. Pain is not the problem. Pain is actually the solution. Strange, right? Let's dig in a little deeper. Breathing in. And comfortably breathing out. Think about it. When we experience pain, it's natural to point the finger at the body part. Back pain? We blame the back. Knee pain? That darn knee. But here's the thing. What if the pain isn't the body part's fault? What if pain is actually a signal, a solution your brain has cooked up to handle a problem? Let's break it down with some examples. Breathing in and breathing out. Let's talk about hunger. When you feel hungry, do you blame your stomach? No. Hunger is triggered because your blood sugar dips and your brain says, hey, let's get some food in here. It's a call to action from the brain, not the stomach throwing a tantrum. Or how about thirst? You don't blame your kidneys when you're thirsty, right? They're just doing their job. Thirst is the brain's way of nudging you, saying, maybe a drink would be a good idea. You don't blame the kidneys. You get a glass of water. And what about when you hear a loud sound? Do you blame your ears for scaring you? Of course not. Your ears just pass along the sound. It's the brain that decides, whoa, that was intense, and gets you to pay attention. Breathing in and comfortably breathing out. So, if we don't blame our stomach, kidneys, or ears, why do we always blame that sore back or aching knee? Let's consider a new idea. Pain isn't a punishment from your body. It's a friendly nudge from your brain. Pain is your brain's way of saying, hey, something here needs a little extra care. It's like a well-meaning friend who's trying to keep you safe, even if they're a little over the top about it. Breathing in and breathing out. You might be thinking, why does this all matter? Well, here's the deal. When we blame a body part, we start resenting it, feeling disappointed, maybe even angry. And that stress, that frustration, it can actually slow down our recovery. It's like blaming your shoes when you trip. It doesn't really solve anything. Instead of holding a grudge against your knee or back or neck or shoulder, try seeing it as a messenger. Pain is here to help you, not harm you. Breathing in and breathing out comfortably. So here's the magic question we're going to start using. Instead of, how can I get rid of this pain? Ask, what is this pain trying to tell me? Pain is actually the solution, a clever signal your brain has come up with to help you out. Maybe it's telling you to adjust something, to slow down, or to focus on another area of your life. Let's try setting this intention together. Today, I'll listen to pain not as a problem, but as a guide. Feel how that intention creates space, maybe even a little relief. You're not here to fix or blame, just to listen and understand. Again, today I'll listen to pain not as a problem, but as a guide. Breathing in and comfortably breathing out. As we bring this meditation to a close, let's think about a few things you can carry with you today. Check in rather than check out. When pain shows up, try to pause and ask, what's this about? Not with dread or frustration, but with gentle curiosity. It's just your body's way of sending a memo. Breathing in and breathing out. Be kind to the body part. Treat it like you would a friend. If your knee hurts, instead of getting annoyed, say, thanks for the heads up, knee. Give it some appreciation for trying to help, even if it's a bit clumsy. Breathing in and breathing out. Replace blame with curiosity. Notice any habits of blaming or fixating on the body part. Take a breath and shift to curiosity. Ask, what might I do to make this feel a bit better? That small shift can make a huge difference. Breathing in and breathing out. Remember, pain is not the villain. Keep reminding yourself that pain isn't here to ruin your day. It's just a friendly messenger. Maybe a little loud at times, but ultimately looking out for you. Breathing in. And breathing out. take one last deep breath, letting this awareness settle into you. Imagine that you're releasing any lingering frustration, letting it float away like a balloon. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, bringing with you a fresh perspective. Pain isn't the problem. It's a solution, a little reminder from your brain. And now you're in on the secret.